said, I don't know. That was your question. Exactly. Okay, it is 6 o'clock, and we are up to Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. And the last thing we said is there's going to be a whole bunch of things that the Gemara says are prerequisites. I don't know if they're prerequisites, but that Mashiach won't come till the world gets to this following stage or status, whatever you want to work. So the first thing was that the biggest riot to Mashiach will be is when the fruits of Eretz Yisrael start blossoming. The Mashal learned it foretells a return of the children home. That's how the Mashal learned. We are up to Rebbe Eliezer Eimer. Rebbe Lazar Eimer, I think it's supposed to be. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top, last word on the line. Rebbe Lazar Eimer Af Mizeh, from the following pasuk. The following thing is going to be a raya to the coming of Mashiach on a very short notice, on a short notice. Shenemar. He was there, Yam and Mahem, before those days, Schara Adam Loinia. There won't be anybody hiring people. There'll be a jobs problem. There'll be a shortage in people being able to find work. Uschara behema inena, and people will not rent animals to do avedas hakarka. Uliyaitil leba in shalom and atzar. To those who come and go, there will not be peace from atzar. Does he translate that enemy, or did he translate that problem? Enemy.
Adversary.
Rashi. When you see that people can't find jobs, and people aren't renting animals, like we said earlier, when money goes short, meaning there's no money to do hire workers, there's no money to hire things, that's a sign of an impending coming of Mashiach. What does that mean? Those who come and go will not have peace from atzar, from adversaries. It refers to even Tamid HaChamim. Shekasa behem shalom, that the pasuk writes by them that they are at peace. Shalom rav le'avisari secha. Even they, ein shalom b'tnei atzar, Rashi says, tupshatim, either the big tsaris, the great problems that will afflict them, will cause them to lose their peace, or the Yetzirah will cause them to lose their peace, even Talmidei Chachamim. Which, just as an aside, I don't want to spend too much time on this, when we say Talmidei Chachamim have peace, we mean they have peace with themselves. They live in a harmonious way. Their guf and the shama are on the same page, as opposed to most people who constantly have a battle between their Yetzirah and Yetzirah and are not peace with themselves. Tam Chacham is at peace with himself, and
peace.
Yeah, that's because they're Mar B'Sholem La'Olam after they're at peace, so they can make the world at peace. Now, I'm going to get involved in that. It's not for now, but the message is that right before Mashiach, even those people will not be at peace with themselves, either because of external forces or internal forces. Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi, liyaitil va in shalom az yav Mashiach. Then Mashiach will come. Shalom rav. Behind the liyaitil v'lava. Elu tamid hachamim. Oysim shayudinam lotz v'lava b'shalom. Those who their norm was to go out and come in peace. Kedusiv shalom rav lo'avis erisacha. Great peace to those who love your Torah. Afilu lahanu en shalom. Even to those there will be no peace. Min atzar. Meray v'atzaris from the great problems. Lishnachrina miyetzahara. From the Yetzirah. So either external or internal forces, well, even the Talmidei Chachamim will be struggling to maintain a harmony and a peace in what they're doing in this world today. Dr. Gemara writes, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, a sign of an impending arrival of Mashiach is, as Yekol Hasharim Kulam Shkulam, the marketplace prices will be even. Now Rashi says, Tup Shatim, either that means there won't be inflation because there will be enough produce to satisfy everybody. Second shot is there will be inflation and everything will be very expensive. Rashi Shkulim, Shavan equals Shara Tzvua V'Yayin Revachim. There will be an abundance, Mervachim is various, meaning there will be an abundance of produce and therefore the prices will drop. Because I mean, not like we said before, Chamishis Seiva Gadol, that in the fifth year of the preceding Shemitah, it'll be a Seiva Gadol, a great fullness, to have satisfaction. Lishnachrin is shkulin shavim shkulim yikarin. It'll be very expensive prices. Amar Reb Chanina im ben David boach yisvakish dag l'chayla v'lo yimatzei. Ben David won't come till people are looking to feed a chayla fish and they won't be able to find. Now, I didn't see much in the terms of the significance of this, why fish. I did see one of the Mepharshim say, it's not only won't there be meat to feed the chayla, even fish won't be available to feed the chayla. I will sink their seas. How does he translate?
Make their waters settle.
When I rise them in their rivers, when I rise them kashem and oilich, I will make it like oil, thick. No mashem alukim, that's the end of the pasuk. Uksiv, and it says, right? And then it says, Bayoy mahu, it doesn't say it in the same capital, but it's interesting because the one's written in Yecheskel Amad Beis, and the second pasuk is written in Yecheskel Chavtes. But obviously there's a connection. Bayoy mahu, atzmiach keren lebeis Yisrael, I will make sprout forth a banner. A banner of Bnei Yisrael, meaning that at that point, Klal Yisrael will be redeemed. Now, the Mashah, just one second, the Mashah says that he's bothered by the fact that we're bringing a pasuk in Kapitul Chavtes, that Bayoy Mahu is going on something that happens in Kapitul Lamed, is talked about in Kapitul Lamed Beis, and he says because it's the same subject matter. It's talking there about Gulas Mitzrayim, and then it's comparing it to the Gula Hasida, and it says Bayoy Mahu. So we say whatever is written, any of the discussions about Golos Mitzrayim, Bayoy Mahu, a similar kind of situation will be the Golos of Akros Hayamim. Yes, I'm sorry. See, the produce that Rashi talked about was tvua and wine, and this seems to be meat and fish. I don't know. To me, when I read this Gemara, I said there must be something going on here with fish. And I didn't see anybody address the issue. So I am not going to sit here and make something up. Yes?
Many of the other that normally fish, you know, the Rabbi Elias brings up many of the other, even fish, which is normally quite plentiful in this poor man's food.
Yeah, right, that's what I said. I said not only won't there be meat, there won't be fish. Right, that's what's the significance of that, right? I saw that.
I mean, the third possibility, I mean, Sir Margaret, as far as price, mentioned equivalency and inflation. What he didn't mention was deflation, which actually is the grand evil, according to the Keynesians, the vernacular, which is so hard to avoid. And when the price on a commodity drops, then it's not worth it for someone to collect it. So it's not worth it for them to go out and check me or collect it.
Could be. Again, it doesn't. I didn't see Rashi say it, so therefore I don't. Rashi kashem and I look, she kulam kfuyim. They'll be thick. The kivin shein kfuyim, ein dagim b'mtsoam b'cheka, there won't be fish in the net. Meaning, it won't be a hospitable atmosphere, environment for fish to thrive in.
Is it polluted?
Polluted, yeah, exactly. Pollution. Shemen.
It certainly sounds like things are going on now.
Well, I told you what the Yad Ramah said. The Yad Ramah said he read this Gemara and he wonders why Mashiach hasn't shown up yet. So it means obviously it was going on in his days as well. I agree with you that a lot of what the Gemara talks about definitely is going on now.
I won't repeat my remarks on eschatology from yesterday, but we could also say Dover Opera shot and that the rivers are like oil to the Kaiva River catching fire.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Ben David Bosch, Yetichlo Malkus Hazolim Yisrael. Ben David will come, even the cheapest kind of rulership will be taken away from Klal Yisrael. Meaning, there won't be any, Klal Yisrael won't be in any position of dominance at all. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, V'choras Hazolim, he will cut down. I can use some help with the word Hazolim.
Cut off the shoots.
The shoots? The mezamerites with sickles. I think the mezamerites are sickles or knives?
Shears.
Okay. So Basrei, Be'esahi, at that time, Yuval, this is in the same capital, Yuval Shai L'Hashem Tzvokais, they will bring as a present to Hashem Am Mamushach Umamirat, a nation that is ripped apart. Ripped apart. Meaning at that point we will be given as a present to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Whoever survives and Klal Yisrael, the Goyim will bring him as a present to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, which means Mashiach will come. There won't be any kind of rulership of Yisrael. Even a small, pitiful rulership, Klal Yisrael will not have anymore. The haughty people will be removed. I will remove from amongst you Alize Gvasech. The need some help.
Delight in your arrogance.
Delight in your arrogance. Bekir Bakla will leave amongst you. I'm Univadol. Shati Bekirbech, I will leave amongst you. I'm Univadol, a poor, very poor nation. Vachasu B'Shem Hashem, and they will rely on the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rashi, the Tishaisav, which was in the pasuk before, which the Gemara didn't bring, Anavim Ktanim, Klaim Asarim V'Ashaiftim, the officers and the judges, Chasu B'Shem Hashem, Klaim Shetavalim Geula, the Geula will come, V'Yechsu B'Tzel Shakai, and then they will rely on the protection of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Amar Reb Simloi, Mishim Reb Lazer, Reb Shimon. Hey, yes.
I remember in Frankie that Nemtes, Nemtes, and Saita, isn't there a proliferation of the Arabic? Or is that talking about the Israel?
No, it's talking about us, and it's talking about Chutzpah Yazga. Again, I don't have an answer, and again, some of these Gemaras seem to contradict each other. As Corey pointed out, there is going to be produce, there's not going to be fish, there is going to be no money, the prices will be cheap. There's been, again, I don't know how to resolve some of the seemingly contradictory Gemaras as signs of Mashiach coming. If I had to guess, I would have to say that different Amaroim darshan the Psukim different ways, number one. Or number two is, there are many paths to the coming of Mashiach. And one Amaira saw it happening this way, and one Amaira saw it happening that way, and they might be either one of the two. Again, and this is all speculative.
For Margaret, it seems wrong. There's also the difference between Arab Rav and Israel.
That's Chutzpah Yazga. Chutzpah Yazga seems to be a favorite quote of what happens before Mashiach.
Right.
Seems to be real also. I mean, Dr. Gemara Weitzer. I'm Rabbi Savoy, Shimon Blazer, Shimon Ben David Bas, Yichlu Kol Shaiftim Vishaitim Yisrael. To all judges and officers will be removed from Kal Yisrael. Shimon Vashivi Yadi Alayach, I will return my hand in you. The Etzrev Kabor Sigoyach, and I will purify, like a purification pot, your sediment. Vashiva Shavtayach, and then I will return your judges, Kavari Shaina. So first, the judges will be removed. There'll be a purification process when the bad ones will be purified, and then the good ones will be returned. Rashi Sigayach Tarubi Shabach, your sediment. Bidiloyach, plus it continues there. Vasira Kol Bidiloyach, Hamavdolim L'Rashayam, all those who have been separated to be leaders. That's the Gemara Vayter, Amar Ula and Yerushalayim Nivdus Elam B'Tzedakah. Yerushalayim will be redeemed with Tzedakah. Now there's two ways to learn this Gemara. I've seen two pshatim. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it as an act of charity, or we will be Zaycha to the Geula through charity. Tzedakah will be a way that we can achieve Geula. Shenemar, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada, Tzion will be redeemed with judgment. Shaveh B'Tzedakah. And the returnees will be with tzedakah. Now, the Achranim have a big problem here. It says, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada, B'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. And a moment ago, we just got finished saying, Ein Yerushalayim Nivdus Ela B'Tzedakah. So, Manushach, if Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada, so then it's not B'Tzedakah, it's B'Mishpat and B'Tzedakah. So the Masha says that, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada is going on post Geula. After Geula, there will be Mishpat, like the Gemara said before, that the Mishpatim of today are false. So we need righteous Mishpatim. That'll happen afterwards. And the way we return there will be B'Tzedakah. That's how he explains this Gemara. Amar Abba, Ibatli Yehiri, Batli Amgushi. If the haughty people would be gone, then we would not be bothered by the Persians who engage in witchcraft. Meaning that we suffer from them because we suffer from haughtiness. Ibatli Dayani, Batli Gizarfiti. If the bad judges would be gone, then the bad judges by the Goyim would be gone, who bother us. Like it says in the Pasuk, the etch of Kibaris Igayach, I will purify like a purifying pot your sediment, Vasira Kobid Loyach. Ibatli Dayani, Ibatli Gizarfiti, the Siv Haser Hashem Mishpatecha, Hashem has removed your judgments, Pano Evecha, your enemy turns away. Rashi, Yehiri Gase Ruach Mishra, haughty people, Amgushi, Parsiim, Persians, Mechashvim, Shemitzarim, Yisrael, Mesechta Shabbos, Puch Tikkun Mandam, Amgushi Charshi. One Mandam says Amgushi means witchcraft people, Vikkun Mandam, Gadufi Avid the Chavim, it means people who blaspheme. Zifiti, Shaifti, Mesailim, Achaifti, Mesisrael, Bamaklois, the judges of the Gayan who hit Kar Yisrael with sticks. That's right, Kabar Sigayach, Rabin, Mugdailim, Begasusam, those who are great. In their haughtiness, Esrei v'Salkemim Kol, and I purify them and remove them. As Asira Kol b'Tzloyach, then I will remove all those who make life miserable for you. I'm Gushi Habdei l'Meiris Hamakom. They're Kol b'Tzloyach, they're separated from fear of Hashem. Tigayach to my Rav. I translate Tigayach as sediment. Rashi says it means your great ones. The Targumin is Sagi. In Aramaic, the word Tigayach means met the great ones. But Esrei v'Kaboris Tigayach. I will purify your great ones. Mishpatecha is right. Next pasuk. Kama sheftecha, your judges. Panoyevecha gizarfiti, the Galatian judges will leave you alone. Amar Rabbi Yechonon Rita Darsha Mesmaid Vahilech. If you see that the generation is going downwards, Chakeloi, hope for Mashiach. Shenemar as Amoni Tashia, Shem will save the poor nation. Amar Rabbi Yechonon Imrulisa Darsha Tzaris Rabbis Bozolov. You see a generation that's suffering greatly, Chakeloi, hope for Mashiach. Shenemar kin yavoi kanor tsar, when like a river the tsaris will come, Ruach Hashem naitisabai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit will pierce it, not really destroy it. What does he say? Naitisabai, devour it. The samachlei uvalutzi and gayel, and it says afterwards, and to tziyan will come the Redeemer. Rashi, Naitisabai, Kamai Kamsais Naises, I guess it means devour. Kamai Yaichlein Sam, be consumed by poison. Ruach HaMakom, the Kevis will pierce the Machrevis and destroy. Oysan Am, that nation had Tsarais Habois, that are causing the Tsaris. Sha'afu Mischabin Lashmidam, I'm sorry, that nation that's suffering the Tsaris, he's also intending to destroy them. If you see nations suffering, that means the Rabbanu Shlalom is exacting a certain amount of punishment, revenge on them, and that's a prelude to the coming of Mashiach. The Amar Rabbi Yechonon ben David Baal Bedarshi Kulei Zakai Kulei Chayav. Now, this much ink has been spilled to explain this Gemara. Ben David will not come either in a Gdar that's completely innocent, exonerated, Zakai Tzadikim, or a Dar Shekulei Chayav, or a Dar that's totally guilty. Now, everybody asks the question and says, does that mean that if they're from Yidden around, we're keeping Mashiach from coming? Because if we wouldn't be here, it would be a Dar Shekulei Chayav. So by us remaining from, we're delaying Mashiach? That's the question people ask. And the Arizal answers, it means that every person will either be Kulei Chayav or Kulei Zakai. It means every individual will be either a Zakai or a Chayav. That's what will happen in the Dar Shekulei Mashiach Ba. That's how the Arizal answers. I saw Reb Destler explains it, that there won't be, everything will be out in the open. He says people who are partially chayiv and partially zakai spend a lot of time hiding their averis. Their zakai guilt makes them cover for their chayiv behavior. So therefore, there's not a truthfulness, there's no openness. What you see is not what really happens. You see a facade of what the person really is. And the darsh of kulei chayiv and kulei zakai means everybody will be who they really are. It will be a world without hiddenness. It will be an open world. Everybody will be an open book. And then David will come in a generation when the Dar will be Kulei Chayev and Kulei Zakai, meaning everybody will be who they are. That's how he explains it, with no cover-ups on what they really are not. That's how he explains Darshan Kulu Chayav Kulu Zakeh. Yes.
Rebecca was very interesting with the verse that as far as the Nigulus and the Sturus, at that point everything, the Nigulus will all belong to us and everything will be Nigulus. But the other aspect, I don't hear the question. It's not our job to bring Mashiach.
I understand. I'm just saying, they're pointing out, they want to understand what it means to do.
Because that's a mitzvah. Yeah, the rabbis don't have to worry about bringing Mashiach.
Some say that either we'll be Kulei Zakai and the Gayim will be Kulei Chayev. Meaning, one of the two. Either we'll earn it, or they'll be so terrible that they'll bring it for us. That's the other one way of learning it. Yes?
I think you already answered this. In Rav Dessler's explanation, does this mean that it's a positive thing for us to act exactly as we are? Show the world exactly what we are.
It is and it isn't. Meaning, if a person's a Rasha, he shouldn't go around openly doing rishis. But what Rav Dessler is saying is it's not healthy to be what we are, meaning to act. It's a good, you're asking a good question. I'm trying to word it correctly without saying the wrong thing. If I understand what Rav Dessler is trying to say, is that he's saying is that people who live a false life are in a certain way worse than people who are what they are. You don't know what you're dealing with. It's like a...
I think it was this difference between a guy who's outside eating a food class and then going into McDonald's on the spot versus someone who's always in the process of concentration.
No, I think he means the first. I think he means the people who are, you know, McDonald's was an extreme case, but people who, you know, go to a class and then, you know, they go to the class to cover, to give themselves an appearance which they really are. Whereas the person who is engaged in tshuva wants to be the person that he's trying to act like. I think that's a totally different thing. In essence, this is the person he wants to be. And the other person is not sure what he wants to be, or is sure he wants to be, you know, the guy that you would say goes to McDonald's, but because of pressures of the, you know, he doesn't want to live up, you know, be publicly seen as that, puts on a facade. That's what I think he's talking about. Zamar Insight says, Yanai Melech told his wife, don't be afraid of the tzaddikim, they won't hurt you. And Rishoim, don't be afraid of, because you're on their side. Be afraid of the Rishoim who act like tzaddikim. They're the ones you can't trust. That's what the Gemara says he told his wife. Because they're the ones that will hurt you, because they don't have they're not tzaddikim, but they don't want to be seen as Rishon. They're the ones you have to worry about. That's what he told his wife. So the Gemara says the Saita. You know, that's the ones that are not honest, they're not living. Again, it's not talking about the guy that's doing tshuva and wants to be a tzaddik. That person's not going to hurt either. He wants to be like, it's the one that's a Rasha, but acts like a tzaddik, he's a faker. So those are the kind of people you can't trust. That's what Yanai Melech told his wife. I think that's what Rav Dessler is going on, I think. That's the Gemara Vayter, where we have two, yeah. So, right. Your nation is all tzaddikim, and they will inherit the land, which is Rashi Yushuaretz, Haina Gula. She sees there's no man. Is Vayishtaimim, he's astounded. So there's no one to daven. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it for his sake. Right, we say it in davening, that ultimately, if we're not zeicha in any other schus, he will do it for the sake of his name. And he will do it ba'ava. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rabbi. Rabbi tells us, Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked the following contradiction. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk be'ita, Mashiach will come in its time. Ksiv achishena, I will hurry it up. Zachu achishena, loy zachu be'ita. We're zaycha, it'll be achishena. We're not zaycha, it will come at the correct time. I'm a Rebuksandri, Rebishua ben Levi Rami. Sivit says, and I need some help here also. V'aru, I saw. What does v'aru mean? What's v'aru? The first word in the pasuk. and behold. Okay, that's what I meant. Vayaru, and behold, imanane shmaya, with the clouds of the heaven, kvar enesh ase, a person was coming, which seems to indicate Mashiach's coming out of the clouds. And it says in another passage, that's written in Daniel. It says in another passage, Yuscharya, ani v'reichav al chamar, Mashiach will be a poor person riding on a donkey. Now, is he coming on a donkey, which indicates a very slow-moving geula, or is he coming on the clouds, which indicates a speedy geula? Now, the Achronim learns it in two different ways. One is, and they say this by Achishenam Be'ito as well, one is to say he'll come faster and he'll come slower, meaning he'll come earlier or later. The other one is to say the geula process itself can be slow-moving or quick-moving. It seems that there is a concept of Geula taking a while. And it could be that Geula will come fast. It could be the Geula process itself will stretch out. So they learn that there seems to be a contradiction. Is he coming with the clouds, which is a fast-moving process, or is he coming on a donkey, which is a very slow-moving process? And the answer is, Zochu manone shmaya, loy zochu ani roichu v'chamor, depends on us, Rashi. So Rashi, emanone shmaya kvar inish asei, b'mihiras quickly. Ksiv ani v'reichu v'chamor, k'oni abal chamor reba atzlus. Like a person riding a donkey, just like a lazy, slow way of things happening. So there's two pshatim here. Either it means come early, come late, come quickly, come slowly. The geula itself will happen very quickly, but the geula itself will be a slower process. That's how I saw the Achronim explain it. Yes?
We know if the geula is happening right now, we also recognize it, or we do recognize it?
The geula is happening right now, or we don't recognize it. I can't answer the question. I mean, I can. I should answer. I'm going to be in trouble in a minute if I don't. There were those that wanted to claim that we are already in the period of Eschal to the Geula. But however, the Gdeli Yisrael did not accept this, rejected it, and said we're still in the process of Ikvus of the Mashiach. But the truth is, honestly think it's a matter of semantics. Because those who wanted to say we're in the process of Eschal to the Geula, therefore wanted to cover up for indiscretions done by people or by groups saying it's okay, we're in Eschal to the Geula. Even if we were in Eschal to the Geula, there would be no cover-up for anybody's indiscretions or wrongdoings. So therefore, I think the reaction that we're not in Eschal to the Geula, it's a semantic, it makes no difference. What difference does it make if we're in Ikvus of the Mashiach or in Eschal to the Geula? We have to do the same thing anyway. Mashiach's not here yet. And we have to behave the same way, keep the same Torah. Covering it up and saying it's okay for a government or a group or people to do things because we're not Eschal to the Geula, therefore what? So therefore, I think the reaction was rather, it's harsh in saying that we are not an Eschal to the Geula, we are an Ikvus of the Mashiach. So if you ask me the question, are we an Eschal to the Geula, Ikvus of the Mashiach? My answer is, we're an Ikvus of the Mashiach. Now, if you ask me what difference does it make, I'm not sure.
It must be that the Navi and the Gemara is addressing this.
No, all the Gemara is saying is Geula can come quickly or come slowly. It doesn't make a difference. He's not here yet. It might be, might not be, I don't know. I think it's more political and what it stands for than it is in reality.
I don't understand what that means.
Okay, this is really good. Maybe we should take this off the tape.